Welcome to Three People and a Puzzle podcast, where your hosts slap together a puzzle while having a few drinks and covering everything from sports, music, and video games. And maybe a few conspiracies along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but he also did blue and the black part.
Oh, yeah. Mine signed like 9 times here.
Man.
Don't sign on top of it. Just
why?
Go like...
You guys, last time was too small. This time was too big.
You're not a team player. Look at that.
You're the cap.
When he said, don't do it in the blue with the blue marker.
Look at that.
That wasn't the plan.
And then we'll have Jan sign probably right here.
Well, what's her?
Who cares?
She just had a birthday, I think. She's a Gemini.
Or something?
She did not just have a birthday.
Oh, hers is Oscar. Hers is in August also.
Hers is coming up in August. You know how I know? Because we're all going to Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Pulling up.
Well, okay. This is news to me.
We just decided this a couple days ago.
Oh.
Actually, they told me like 6 months ago. I thought they were being serious, but it was a joke. And I was planning this whole trip. And I was like, we ready for Vegas? And they're like, who's going to Vegas? I was like, I thought you guys were going to Vegas for the birthday.
Oh, my God.
Because it's her birthday, Jamie's birthday, my birthday, all back to back.
Oh, I see.
They were like, let's go for the birthdays. And I thought they were serious. And they were being sarcastic, I guess. But I took it as them being for real. Yeah, so.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a blast. I would love to be there with you. I don't see me going with you guys to Vegas.
Why? We're going Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be back on Monday.
I think someone's going to get lost. Someone's going to get in a fight.
We looked at the flights. It's 200 round trip. Not bad.
Not great.
Really? Because I've never flown.
6 months in advance, 2 months round trip.
That's kind of expensive. It's not bad. It's not great. Some you can have like 100. Some you can have like $900.
You probably can spend $69 on Southwest for there and back. So that's, what, 120? It depends on where you guys stay now, then also the hotel.
Well, we're going to get 2 rooms, and everyone's going to pitch on it, and everyone's going to crash in the rooms.
Nice. You guys should just go all out and get a villa.
Are you guys going to, like, some shows?
I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what the plan is, honestly. I don't. Yeah. I could see us, like, getting drunk and then sitting through, like, one of those talks if they try to sell you a timeshare. Right? And then they're like, at the end of this, we'll give you tickets to Chris Angel.
And they're like, you're like, say less.
And we're like, all right, I'm trying to get my tonight. And that's his slogan?
I don't know. I don't know if it was completely that.
Mind.
Yeah, no, it's.
Mind Freak?
Mind Freak.
There
mind
it is.
Freak. Jim Carrey, the one he does, makes fun of Chris Angel.
What?
He's called the Mind Rapist.
Oh my God.
Oh.
And it's on the Steve Carell movie, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. He's like a magician in Vegas. And
it sound so familiar?
So him and Steve Buscemi are like, what are those two guys that had the tigers? What are the names?
Oh,
magicians.
Gosh, and one of them doesn't know. Yeah.
I'm thinking about bit.
Yeah.
Why can I not? The Northern European people.
Yeah. They got the white hair.
Yeah.
And they had the white
Siegfried
tigers.
And Roy.
There you go. Well, and then for some reason I was thinking about the other magician with the guy who doesn't talk.
Oh, Penn and Teller.
I've never gambled. Don't ask me.
It's exhilarating.
Mm.
It's a fun time.
Do you like throwing dice?
I don't think I throw dice.
How'd you know? On my spare time.
Do you like to guess numbers?
My math teacher?
1 through 18. Guess what the number in my head.
9.
Oh, my. I swear to God.
Fucking knew it.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not cheat. Okay, hold on. Do it again.
But I was going to be 4s.
10 through 17.
Okay. 13.
Ooh, 14. Mm. Sorry. Luck ran out.
10 through 17.
House always wins.
Why 10 through 17?
I don't know. Dude, I have autism.
He says the most offensive shit ever. He's like, sorry, I'm autistic.
I'm autistic. I could park here.
Can you please?
Curb it. Who's flooding right now?
Dubai.
Dubai?
Ooh, what?
Yeah, they got 2 years.
It is underwater right now.
They got 2 years of rain in one day.
Allegedly, it's because they were cloud seeding.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing for quite some time, and I guess it kind of got out of hand.
What does that mean?
So they're putting water molecules in the air, so that way they can try to make clouds and for it to rain.
So they're allegedly, well,
no, they
it's
are
a real thing.
It. Yeah, they are doing
but
it.
But they're saying they haven't done it, and this isn't why they're flooding.
Heaviest
right now.
Rainfall in 75 years. Well, blame climate change, not cloud seeding.
Is that what it says? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're totally denying the cloud seeding, and they're like, no, we didn't plant no seeds in the clouds. They're all crazy. Like,
where's our beanstalk? I also know beanstalks.
That's crazy. That's crazy that you just put something in the sky to make it rain.
So they said it's from climate change?
There's no way.
No, there's just like one random news network that was titled that.
Which is also kind of crazy. I feel like that's something we also don't realize is that the tectonic plates are shifting. You know, there was a supercontinent at one point, and they've all shifted apart to the continents we have now. So who's to say, you know, like right now we're technically moving closer and closer to Russia.
This bitch don't know about Pangaea.
Who, you don't know about Pangaea?
It's a little Dicky song. Nobody knows it.
Go ahead, hit us with the verse.
Yeah, give me the line.
It's pillow talking. Pillow talking with a... But his brain, it's him and his brain, right? And his brain goes, this don't know about Pangaea.
Pillow Talk, is that the one where he trades places with...
No, that's Freaky Friday.
Oh, okay.
With Chris Brown.
There we go. Friday. So have you guys heard about also this dead internet theory?
The solar eclipse?
No.
Oh.
It's not like that. Well, wow. I'm glad we're all alive. I'm glad we all survived.
Everyone just blames the solar eclipse for everything.
I've had, like, bad stomach issues ever since then.
Yeah, kind of me too.
I don't get it. I saw it. Did you guys use those cool glasses to look at it?
No. Oh, yeah. I got them free at work.
Nope. I don't fuck with the sun? Solar eclipse.
Wait, what was your theory?
Yeah.
No, it's not a theory. It's just called the dead internet theory. It's supposedly everything
it's that's not a theory. It's just a dead
internet theory. Well, you're telling me, what's your theory? I'm like, it's not my theory. Oh. It's the dead internet
theory. Well, obviously, like, what theory you're talking about.
Well, I was just talking about, like, all the things we consume online is now no longer, like, it's all AI generated. So it's not really like people putting out stuff like what we were used to. Because back then, like 10 years ago, it was mostly just bots. Now bots have evolved to AI.
You mean my Sims isn't real?
That's fucked.
What?
I just bought a new house.
Don't say that.
I'm not talking like that. I'm talking about like pictures that people can go online and they are able to put things in their background.
But people don't realize this has like happened for a while because they used to have they still have the issue. Not revenge porn. But basically what they're doing is deep fakes.
Well, it's even more than that. Like all the tidbits you see online, like life hacks or did you know this and that. People are getting all this information from not really from a person putting it out there. It's AI generating these things for people to see. And they're even putting out videos. Like, look at those pictures of that model that I showed you that look like a real person who was AI generated. And so even companies are saying, yeah, let's not even hire real people. Let's get AI generation that they're in Tibet riding an elephant.
I mean, I'm still entertained, though.
You're right.
You know, if you told me right now, JoJo Siwa was AI and she's not really doing all this, I'd be disappointed. Right? I'd be a little upset.
That's the theory, though.
I'd be a little upset.
That's the theory. There's a lot of stuff that we're consuming.
Was normal somewhere, just like with the chai coffee, you know, chai tea, just sitting there and just like...
Sunglasses?
Yeah, just chilling and she doesn't have the black paint on her face. I'd be a little upset.
This is our thing. It's like people consume stuff on the internet because it's stupid stuff. Like social, like there's no point to it. It's just entertainment. Now, it's different when you are talking about like, you know, they're trying to spread like information, facts about things. That's different. But most of the internet use is social media and most of it was just Photoshopped ass photos anyway. And like, it's like how people say people's social media is like their highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like not. Even the photos that are real aren't really real. But it's all fake.
Yeah, well, people can't even differentiate anymore from like, oh, that was Photoshopped as opposed to...
Right, but I mean, it's just a step up from Photoshop. Now it's even, it's even more.
But it's not even generated by like you or me. It's just a algorithm out there making us see what it's saying. People like to see this, and so we're going to let them see this. So people want to believe this. And so it's not even us coming up with our own stuff. That's what the theory is, though, that the stuff we're generating or we're consuming is not really generated by people now.
Mm.
It's by AI just kind of thinking from our habits, like this is what it thinks it wants us to see.
I don't know. I don't think I would believe that. I'm thinking hard of what on my feed. And I have a lot of stuff on my feed.
Yeah, stuff's just weird.
What?
What?
Okay, first of all, who sends me 3 videos a day? just on JoJo Siwa.
That's my entire feed right now. That's everybody's insane. Feed right now.
That no, it's just so yours, and I'm trying not to corrupt mine.
Because everyone, their mom's dressing up as JoJo Siwa right now, making fun of her. It's so fucking funny.
Where are they for? What? Where are they dressing up for? Is there like a holiday coming up?
No, like her stupid makeup and outfit from the music video and stuff. So everybody's dressing her, and she like says the most cringiest things ever. And so everyone's just making fun of her. Like she's like, "Hey, what do I have on my ex podcast? I don't know, like my ex or something."
The spice things up.
It's like stupid stuff like that.
Insane that everything you've sent me.
Oh, do the Barbie one. Show them the Barbie one.
Podcast. Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Why is that one so accurate?
It is. Okay, you just sent me one, and I haven't opened it.
Guys, who put this up in the living room?
I love JoJo.
Wasn't me.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea. That's so weird. Guys, just fess up. I don't even know why you guys are looking at me. I don't even like JoJo Siwa.
So what is she originally? How does she?
Stupid shit.
Realistically, how does she say it? She's coming.
She has a deep, raspy voice.
First of all, that's the funniest one you've ever sent me. That is insane.
I don't even like JoJo Siwa.
I don't even like you. And the reason I like that one is because there's other videos of people like, who ate the powdered donut?
Yeah.
You know? And they're like,
they're all covered
they go
in
around
it.
And it's just one lady covered in flowers.
It's like when like, your dog eats me? Some fucking shit and there's like, acting innocent.
This is the one they're all making fun of.
A guest? Dream guest on my podcast? Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh? She thought she was going to break the internet with that one.
Just a report going, oh.
Oh. I hope she's not AI generated. I really don't.
Well, you see the whole thing where the whole dilemma where she claimed she wrote the Karma song. And then they bought it, actually. And then the woman who originally was a part of the song, like, years ago, released it herself.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing you can do.
Is that on April Fool's?
As a songwriter?
No. She literally claimed she wrote Karma's a Bitch. She didn't. They bought the rights to it. And then now the woman who originally sung the song released it and now has, like, more... She's on the top charts. With the same song, just her original version of it.
I think they pulled it, and that's super dangerous to do.
What is?
Like, when you create a song, when you write a song or whatever, and you give it out there, you put it on for sale, or you give it to an artist, the worst thing you can couldn't do is come out and be like, I wrote that. If you have, like, an NDA, or you actually sold it, because they will bury you. Like, I'm not even kidding. You will give them everything for the rest of your life.
That's my joke.
Huh?
That's my joke.
What's your joke? Oh yeah.
I am hypotenuse.
Like, and so I don't know what happened right there with JoJo Siwa. And obviously that girl wrote it and recorded it a while ago. But obviously JoJo owns 100% of the rights to that, so that's kind of messed up that she did that. I don't agree with that. That's insane.
Well, speaking about weird celebrity stuff, did you guys see Bieber and Jaden?
Yeah, dude, that was a little too close for me.
What?
You didn't see that? No, and there's nothing wrong with getting a hug from a homie, but...
What? They, like, almost make out or something?
Oh, hey. Let her see the video. I'm not gonna let my friend rub his junk against my butt, and then I'm gonna go around and kiss him.
Yeah, but I think he went for, like, the shock factor. Like, who's touching me? And then he realizes Jaden. He's like, oh.
You're right, though. I couldn't...
It's literally some fucking with him.
Right. Like, she's right. I think
just some fucking with him.
Yeah, I got
all right, hey, now go behind it. Dave, come the softball game, kickball game.
Uh-huh.
Do that next to him and see how kind of he reacts to it. And see if he gives you a kiss.
No, but...
Or Michael. Maybe Michael.
No, but I know a couple people I could do that to and they'd be funny.
Yeah.
But I can't just do it to anyone.
I still don't think I'm going to kiss you. I'd say, hey, what's up? You know,
it wasn't a real kiss on the lips.
Like she just did like a cheek thing.
He went for lips and then cheek. He's like, oh, shit, people will look at it again.
He goes lips and then cheek.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
you're
think so.
You're overthinking this way too much.
I've kissed girls on the cheeks opposite sex. I've never gone to a guy and kissed a guy on the cheek.
Like, what do you mean? What are we talking about?
I don't even...
When you guys say a sex... Like she says, in other countries, they do that, which is true.
He kissed his cheek. I'm so confused.
I don't know. It just seemed more sus.
Joe just wanted more action. He wanted to see that.
Yeah. Take pants off.
More.
Hey, I'm just saying, all right? I I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I wrestle. But I'm not going to have a guy. I'm not going to have a guy. I'm not going to have a guy.
Let's compare two dudes wrestling in a uniform. A very tight
One for a competition uniform. And one for two people and coming out.
A friend coming up from his friend behind totally fuck with him. They're both very thickly clothed. And it's like takes like it's like a 2 second interaction. It's not that serious.
First of all,
you know, bold of you to think they're thickly clothed. They both have pants
Jaden
on.
Jaden Smith is wearing very thick jean shorts. I'll tell you that much. Jacket. And a puffer jacket. So yeah, they were dressed.
And by the way, wrestling. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a thing called an oil change.
What?
God damn.
What's an oil change?
That's
Yo, I've seen it. My boy sent me a video. I was like, what the fuck?
Let me
see what this thing you're talking about, Eli. This fable.
Oh, oil God. Change. It has something to do with the pee-pee, doesn't it?
No.
A mouth?
No.
A butthole?
Yeah.
A butt.
If someone's an asshole and is trying to get a reaction from you, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Ready I don't want to see this. Oh.
Like, his fingers are gone.
And he's allowed to do that?
You can just grab someone's whole
ass. He's not grabbing his asshole. He can't grab an asshole.
The ref came and spanked his hand. I don't know. He grabbed it pretty good. Like, he goes, bad boy, bad boy.
So they're literally just assaulting people on the ring.
This is crazy.
Well, what do you think a fight is, Anna? It's an assault. You beat someone up.
Okay, but that's sexual assault.
Those are two people consenting to go hand-to-hand combat.
I don't think he consented him to do that.
Didn't say he couldn't do it.
That's how Joe was imagining Jaden and Justin. He's like, they're really intimate guys. No
this
clothes.
Is what he's seen with that hug.
See, yeah. See, there's Jaden.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just two dudes without a shirt on, covered in baby oil, like, rubbing each other down. Up. My For You page is going to be fucked for the next 2 days.
Pretty much. That's sexual assault.
You're not getting those fingers back. I'll tell you that right now.
From you?
Oh, yeah. I'm clinching up. I'm taking you with me. Straight to the police station. Stand up, officer. Got him red-handed. Kind of.
That's wild.
I'm dragging your ass to the police station.
Well, then you just lose then. Yeah, you signed up.
Hey,
you signed up.
You sexually assault me.
You put all four fingers and they disappear. We all lost.
Yeah.
But one of us is going to jail, and it's going to be you.
Then give it the position.
What?
Then give it the position.
No, dude.
If you don't want to be touched like that, then put yourself in a position to not be touched like that. That's simple.
What?
And that's what they'll tell him in jail.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're going to tell him in jail.
Oh, my God.
If you don't want to be put in a position.
No matter what fucking physical position you are not asking to be sexually assaulted.
You're saying sexually assaulted. You're the only one saying it. It's not a sexual assault.
Yes, it is.
He's grabbing his butt.
He's putting his fingers in this man's butthole.
That guy is
sexual assault that guy during is, a wrestling
that
match.
That guy is. Doesn't mean they all do it. But you're still going to be grabbing legs, butts, whatever.
Yes, I'm talking about this dude showing his fingers at the dude's asshole.
So Justin Bieber sexually assaulted.
Jaden Smith going up behind him, and then Justin realizing
he was
his
over
friend,
marking his territory.
Then he was over there marking his territory. Yeah, I got you. You can't compare that to a dude shoving his four fingers up some dude's butt.
Yeah, you can. That dude was willingly went up to him and rubbed his genitals against his backside. How is that not the same thing?
What?
If he
was all up in there.
If you're my friend. And you come up and you hug me and you're joking around. I'm gonna let it slide. You put four fingers in my butt, we have a little problem. It's a little different.
I feel like neither of those are different.
So if you're gonna hug Joe from behind, just chuck four fingers in his butt instead because it's all the same to him. But it's crazy.
Oh my God. You can't compare that to someone shoving four fingers into your leotard thing during a wrestling match.
Hey, you're going there knowing that all you got is your leotard.
Yeah, you're trying to pull yourself around. Finger up your butt.
I don't know, dude. I'm keep watching it.
So his jacket isn't closed. It's open. He's up
it's
in
a
there.
Crop
his
jacket.
Pants are not even on his waist. So he's feeling something back there.
Oh my!
Or halfway down his waist.
If that was Drake, I'd be like, yeah, you have an argument. What?
I don't get it.
I'm just like, if Drake hugs you from behind, it don't matter what anyone's wearing. I'm pretty sure you're going to know.
You're going to know Drake's up. Behind
yeah,
you.
You're going to know. Jaden Smith, though, I mean, come on.
We don't know yet. That's Bieber on that one.